Our motivation for the study was the ongoing digitalization of work and need to understand the implications to teaching. Digitalization is the accelerating implementation of ICT to work practices, and for teachers, this means that ICT becomes more pronounced as a means of instruction. One of the implications of digitalization, and the one we study in this paper, is called technostress. For teachers, the implementation of ICT produces demand to learn new ways of instruction, and it can result into higher workload, an expulsion to change teaching practices, or unnecessarily increase the instructional use of ICT. So, in our paper, we study how are demographics associated with experienced technostress? How does teacher and school characteristic predict perceived technostress? And we used an online survey called OPEKA, developed for evaluating teachers and schools' capabilities in instructional use of ICT. We got a sample of 2,741 Finnish primary, lower secondary, and comprehensive school teachers. We found that the more competent or concordant teaching style with ICT use teacher has, the better the school support and the higher the frequency of use, the less technostress the teachers were. The subject teachers were statistically more technostressed than classroom teachers. And in terms of working experience, teachers with 0 to 15 years of experience were less technostressed than teachers with 16 to 30 years of working experience. Male teachers were significantly less technostressed than female teachers. So these demographic variances can be found also in other studies on technostress. But in predicting the perceived technostress, these demographic variables only explained 1% of the total variance of 23% in our hierarchical regression model. The most significant predictors of the model were, in order of significance, ICT competence, concordance of teaching style to ICT use, school support of ICT use, and attitude to using ICT. So, the more competent, the more concordant of teaching style, the more school support, and the more positive attitude towards ICT, the lower the perceived technostress. We found that the frequency of using ICT in teaching decreased technostress when competence was high or moderate, but not when the competence was low. So in this way, competence would seem to act as a resource that can protect teachers against technostress. So it would seem that general work-related factors may influence teachers' technostress rather than demographics. This has some practical and research implications that you should read in our paper. I hope you enjoy your read.